At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. I welcome my colleague and friend Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, to comment on a recent article that Thaddeus has published, several versions of which, identifying a new presentation in American politics, which shortened to AMCOMS, young people or middle-aged people or people on the left who are in disagreement with people on the left. This is unusual because it's about ideology. It's about team play. The power of the Democratic Party now is uniform, the White House, both houses of Congress. And yet, that is a very good evening to you. Your AMCOM identification is needed here because I at first, when I learned this item, I failed to understand it. The headline is this. This is from reporting on the media from CNN. In a meeting with staffers yesterday, the newly announced editor of the New Republic, current Daily Beast columnist Michael Tomasky, laid out his vision for the magazine. It is everything the formerly New Republic was not. According to two TNR staffers, the New Republic, TNR, who were in the meeting and spoke on the condition of anonymity. That seemed a clue, Thaddeus. Given the uncertainty of the situation, Tomasky proposed what amounts to a restoration of a previous iteration of the 107-year-old magazine when, during the Clinton years, it was known as the in-flight magazine of Air Force One. I stopped reading there. Now, it occurs to me that being a popular national political magazine, being the Air Force One go-to magazine is a good thing. But what I learned from this article is that staffers at the New Republic regard it as a bad thing. How does this help explain AMCOMS? What do you see here? Good evening to you, Thaddeus.
Good evening to you, John. I think it shows the necessity of defending the First Amendment, because what you're really seeing is an assault on this individual's ability to have his views put forward, to have the paper go in a certain direction. In short, the AMCOMs, just like the Maoists and the Stalinists ahead of them, refuse to allow diverse views to be aired. They have to silence any criticism or any opposition to their prevailing ideology, and they will use any means that they can to do it. And right now, it's cancel culture. It's the very types of leaks we're talking about to show not that he's a bad individual, not that he's an incompetent editor, but instead he is not the ideological match they want at that paper, and so they're torpedoing him. It's despicable.
According to the staffers, the report goes on, who spoke to Defector, which is a magazine or a website, I'm unfamiliar with it, apparently where you air your complaints anonymously, sometimes called a denunciation. According to staffers who spoke to Defector, Tomasky said there will be a, quote, deliberative process. That sounds pretty ordinary. And one-on-one conversations about which staffers fit with his vision for the magazine, but that he's not going to go in with a chainsaw. That's a quote immediately. Instead of reassuring staffers, the announcement that employees could be de facto re-interviewing for their jobs caused anxiety. Again, Thaddeus, this is recognizable young people worried about their jobs. I understand that. But Michael Tomasky, I've known Michael Tomasky for over 25 years. He's an extremely thoughtful, well-informed liberal Democrat. That's what he is. He did not support Bernie Sanders, if that's a revelation. He is, however, extremely skillful, and he writes very well, and he represents the Democratic Party's vision. If you're, say, Elizabeth Warren, or if you're some version of the Democratic Party in the Senate right now, that's what he represents. That's why he wants to be on Air Force One. But this article points out that the young people at the New Republic find Tomasky unacceptable. Almost, they didn't say he was a Republican, but it sounded like they were coming close to it.
Well, he clearly suffers from unconscious rightist thought. And he was probably of the landlord class at some point. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that's a Cultural Revolution. But it's the same thing, John. They don't If they don't agree with you 100%, they will denounce you. You either have to toe the line or you don't. And even sometimes if you toe the line, it's not good enough for them because they changed the line. We've seen this throughout history. Unfortunately, the very kids that are doing this are basically ahistorically or prospectively completely ignorant of American history.
Ignorant of American history, ignorant of history of the 20th century, Thaddeus. That's the point of your article, if I understand correctly. They don't know what happened in the 20th century.
That's right, John. They don't know why communism killed millions of people in the Soviet Union. They don't know why communism killed millions of people in communist China. They don't know why communism killed millions of people in Cambodia. They don't understand it. They don't want to learn it. They don't want to know why it didn't work. They don't want to know why the Iron Curtain fell. They don't want to know anything because right now they think it empowers them beyond their abilities and beyond their stations in their careers to attack more senior figures. And in some ways, it's almost like the Doors would say, lost in a Roman wilderness of pain and all the children are insane. And they don't understand why what they're doing is destructive, not only to their opponents, but to themselves and ultimately to the country.
If we told them the story of the Cultural Revolution, how the professors and the experts were dragged out of their workplaces and beaten and in some cases killed, would that make sense to them? Because that appears to assault Michael Tomasky, who has earned his spurs, is the Cultural Revolution in America.
I am afraid that at this point, given the indoctrination these woke kids have had, they would identify not with communism's victims, but with the Red Guard.
Thaddeus McCotter, writing an American greatness of what he calls the AMCOMs, and this is an example not about finding the Republicans unacceptable, but about finding one of the supreme writers of the Democratic left unacceptable. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods, straight from world-famous restaurants, right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered, with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.